Yo, what's good? Welcome to the Streets Talk. This is your girl, TA to the Z. This is that pregame huddle. You know what I'm saying? We going to just chop it up real quick before game time. Yo, today's Sunday, November 9th. I'm interviewing Neo's sister, Nikki Smith. She's going to be live on the horn with us in a couple seconds here. So make sure you tune in for that. Other than that, this is the Streets Talk. We do this every Sunday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't matter if you're a singer, rapper, actor, actress, graphic designer, stunt double, holla at your girl. Radio at streetswithaz.org. Don't matter where your location is, we can get it in via phone. You know how we do. Other than that, man, we got a good interview going on. Again, we're interviewing Nikki Smith. She's an upcoming R&B, alternative, energetic, bubbly type of artist. She keep it real. You know, she just do her. She just do Nikki. So, man, well, let's get in the interview. Streets Radio. Yo, what's good? This is your girl Taz, and we're live on the Streets Talk Radio Show. I'm live on the horn with Nikki Smith. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I can't complain. Yeah, so you're currently an upcoming singer, right?
Yes, ma'am. Singer-songwriter.
Oh, okay. All right, and where are you currently from?
I was born in Arkansas, but I was raised in Las Vegas, so I'm
going to
go with Vegas.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so what would you say that the music scene is like there?
Out of Las Vegas?
Yeah.
You mean as far as like local talent or just like, you know, what they plan on the radio or?
Yeah, kind of like the local talent out there. You could kind of put in the radio too, just the whole scene together with Las Vegas.
I mean, honestly, I haven't heard too many people that are serious about, you know, about their music in Las Vegas. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are a few that I've heard and I've been like, oh, okay, that actually sounds like some good quality music. But I haven't run into too many people around the Vegas area that are really, really serious about doing the whole, you know,
right,
music thing. Yeah, Vegas really isn't known, you know, as a music capital. So,
right,
more, you know, it's mostly just stripping casinos and whatnot,
yeah,
out there. So most music is, you know, they travel to California, which is right next door to do. So
right, right.
That's not really too big of a music scene in Las Vegas.
Oh,
okay. Well, you know, I had to get out.
I feel you. Well, how long have you been singing and songwriting?
For quite a while. I started off pretty young. I moved to Vegas when I was 7. We started doing the whole music thing probably around the age of 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
I had the girls group, and you know, the lead singer of the girls group, and I wrote out, you know, all of our songs, and got the studio and started recording, you know, did little shows around locally around Las Vegas and whatnot. So started off pretty young.
Okay.
About 10 and 12.
All right, that's cool. How would you describe your style?
You know, it's you got your typical R&B in there, but I'm an 80s baby, so I try to definitely incorporate a little bit of 80s into the vibe. And then it has a little bit of a hood element to it, because you know, you gotta have a little bit of swagger.
Yeah.
You know, R&B with a little outside, and I'm a huge alternative fan, so I try to incorporate a little bit of that. So definitely R&B.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it has a edge on it, a little alternative, you know, and a lot of energy.
Right.
So.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, and for those that don't know, your Neo sister, what's it like as an upcoming artist being related to Neo?
Say that again?
What's it like as an upcoming artist being related to Neo, your brother?
That's cool. You know, I don't have any complaints either. It definitely opens a lot of doors, you know, so I think it's great. You know, I have not one complaint, not a one.
Yeah. You guys got any collaborations or anything in the making in the future?
Definitely look forward to, a couple of songs that we collabed on, and just recently in the studio working on a project. But you're definitely gonna hear traces of him on the album. So
okay.
Any Neo fans, you know. I think they'll be pleased.
All right, cool. Definitely looking out for that. So what would you say separates you from your brother? Like, what makes you stand out as an artist?
He's more of a conservative gentleman. I kind of just tell it like it is. Like, I have a very low tolerance for a lot of things. And, you know, I don't know. We are day and night. Him and I, like, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm a bubbly people person, but at the same time, like, there's not too much that I can tolerate,
right.
And I'm definitely trying to hold back my edgy side, you know, so, they'll see,
yeah.
And it's all I can say is that they will definitely see the difference between him and I, like, it's pretty clear.
I can dig it. Yeah, you gotta keep it real. Definitely gotta keep it real. All right.
Oh yeah. Especially in this business, because you know, you're walked over so tough. Like, so I don't know. I kind of view myself as a realist. Like, I'm very in touch with reality. So big. I don't know. Big difference between him and I. He's more humble, I would say.
Right. Okay. All right. That's cool. That's good facts to know. All right. What are some of your goals, like, over the next 5-10 years?
Being an artist is really here today, gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get in where I fit in. You know, God gave me the talent. God gave me the glory of you know, having a wonderful voice. So it's definitely something that I would like to share with the world. On the other hand, you know, you got the writing side, which that's something that's a little more long term as far as music scene goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I just want to get it while I have time. You know, because eventually I do want to have a child and a family, and you know what.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get in while I'm young and do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then play kind of behind the scenes role, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely music has to be a part of my everyday swag, because it's so music driven, it's a little ridiculous, but
right.
Definitely want to just get, you know, like I said, get out there, take the world by storm for mm-hmm. a few years, and then bam.
Yeah, that's cool. You have any tours or any performances or anything you currently got going on now?
Nope, not at the moment. Right now we're just trying to get the album together. You know, pretty much get the final mixes on everything. Get finished up with the collaborations that we're working on and whatnot. So we don't have any shows as of yet, but trust and believe that they are coming, and we will definitely keep you posted on them.
Okay, cool. And we'll definitely, you know, put that on Streets Radio, you know, whenever you have an idea, so we can definitely let the world know about that. When did you think that?
I appreciate that.
When did you think that you'll be done with your album? When should we be looking out for that project?
You know, it's really hard to say when the album is going to be all the way complete, because as a writer, you come up with something, you know, something new every day. You know, like, oh, I really like that song we did last night. Maybe that can go on the album.
Right.
You know, but we are shooting, if God says the same, we are shooting for the first quarter of next year. Maybe
okay.
Second quarter.
But,
you know, like I said, I'm going to give God the glory, put it in his hands, and hopefully he'll, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let us release in the first round.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With him in the way, you know, definitely he'll release it at the right particular time when it's meant for the world to hear.
Yes.
That's definitely what's up. All right. Well, with saying that and the current state of music and the way that has changed, you know, pretty much all the way around, people nowadays seem to be doing less album buying at the stores and are more downloading on the internet, you know, and with the ways of the industry and the way the economy is changing, how do you plan to market yourself to the world?
That's a good question. You know, I would like to say if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but obviously it's broke. So, you know, but you know, the internet is a big, is pretty much what is, people are you know, spending the majority of their time on. Hold on 1 second, you hear my animals in the background.
Oh, okay.
The most. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you know, like I said, promotion comes in all kind of, you know, all forms and fashions. So, you know, mostly I'm mostly going off, you know, with the internet. We're definitely going strong online. And then, you know, it's all about having a good street team and a good team behind you. So, I mean, I have no doubt that, you know, my team is going to get it done and get it out there. But, I mean, it is very, very, just, you know, it's kind of a discouragement to know that, you know, the album sales, you know, that people aren't buying records the way they used to, people aren't going to concerts the way they used to, you know. So, like I said, luckily, you know, the Lord has blessed me with a phenomenal, phenomenal street team, and just a phenomenal team behind me, period. And I 100% faith in them that they're going to get, you know, they're going to get it out there. And hopefully the public will love it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what's up. The internet is definitely the way of the world. What's something new? Who would you say something new is, or something fresh that we can expect to hear from you?
Say that again?
What's something new or something like fresh that we can expect to hear from you when we start hearing you out there in the world?
Something new and something fresh that you can expect to hear from me. My album. I mean, I don't, how do you answer that? I don't know. My single. I have a single that's being pushed right now. It's called Turn Me Loose. Definitely feeling fresh. And you know what? I've heard a lot in the past, you know, few months, with just, you know, letting, you know, people here and there hear the project and the direction that we're going. I hear that I kind of have a rapper swag.
Okay.
And I don't really know how to feel about that. I mean, I guess that could be a good thing. You know, I guess. Just, you know, like I said, a lot of energy is what you would definitely get from me. Because I am a people person. I'm bubbly. I'm like, oh, you know, how can I make your day? You know what I'm saying? So the album will definitely have a lot of energy, a lot of club bangers on it. You know, just feel good music, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. So kind of like R&B kind of / hip hop feel, kind of like Mary J. Blige a little bit, kind of like the kind of scene that
you
was on.
Something that makes you want to get it on the dance floor, you know what I'm saying? Something that you want to go ahead and bump in your truck or your vehicle, you know what I'm saying? Just some awesome, good old-fashioned R&B / alternative.
yeah, that's cool. All right, cool. All right, well, can you sing us a little sample of a little something? You mind doing that?
Gosh, you know what? I wouldn't even do that to y'all today because I had the most craziest experience last night at going out with one of my girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
And it involved a lot of yelling.
Oh,
so
okay.
I actually don't really have a voice today, which I'm sure that you can probably tell over the phone. It's a little hoarse and a little raspy.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even do that to y'all today. But on the next one, I swear I got y'all.
Oh, okay.
I really swear I did. But I like I said, I wouldn't even do that to you or myself.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's what's up. Well, in the meantime,
I'm sorry. I do apologize. But,
oh, no, that's cool.
And I probably shouldn't have went out last night knowing that I had this fabulous interview today. But
oh,
I did. I was bad.
Well, we all got to do a little bit of that. So it's all gravy. And hopefully we can get you in the future, too. And
I just moved to Atlanta. I'm new to the 8th.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, I'm trying to get out and experience and see, you know, what can be seen and what's not.
Oh, yeah, I can dig it. I know that's a whole different experience than being over there in Vegas, huh?
Oh, definitely. Big culture shock. But it's cool. I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? I was originally born in Arkansas, so I had a little bit of country life before I moved to the city, but, you know, I'd like to think of myself as a city girl.
All right, that's cool. All right, well, what's your MySpace or your website so people can go check out some of your music?
My MySpace is, of course, myspace.com /NikkiSmithProject. And we've got a couple of joints on there that, you know, my single is on that page, obviously. And then, you know, we've got a couple of other joints on there that people can go and check out. We actually are working on the website right now, and I'm not 100% Kai. Are you still with us, Kai?
Yep, it's NikkiSmithProject.com, but it's under actually construction now.
Okay.
Okay.
But if you want, also, you can also go to KaizMusic.com to have a bio up there.
Okay, KaizMusic.com, and then is it the NikkiSmithProject.com or NikkiSmithProject.com?
NikkiSmithProject.com.
Okay, no D.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. Got it. Got that.
That's cool. All right. Well, they got the address, and we're going to go ahead and check that out. In the meantime, we're going to take a little quick break. Anything you want to say to the people before we hit this break?
Nikki Smith Project people coming in 09. I'm going to need everybody to look out for that. Look out for that. I'll let it be.
All right, for sure. This is your girl Tazzy live on the phone with Nikki Smith, the Streets Talk live radio show. We'll be back with you in a minute. Holla.
This bullshit is endless. This rap shit will have you really fucked up. tough and friendly. Depressed as the fuck, I'm sipping on his Guinness. Probably get the mold on, feeling like a menace. So I don't care what these rappers gotta say to me. I rhyme circles over niggas, man, A to Z. It's just two against the world, nigga. It's just two against the world, nigga. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Yo, it's K.U.L. What up? With bars out of this world, my flow off the planet. The broads undressed, bare chest like Janet. Haters getting mad that I'm posing for ads. Better move her arms wave like I'm flagging the cab. Now I'm blowing on the weed, got a hunger for greed. Cause I'm on top of the brand like sesame seed. Got me feeling for the speed in the fast lane. Whipping, match the pedal to the floor, trying to outrun the law. The skills so involved in rap, trying to evolve. What keeps spitting it hard to weak rappers dissolve. You hot? Not at all. I'm sick with no vaccine. I spit flames now, burning like kerosene. We got the game on smash like demolition. Niggas gon' pay to get school like tuition. A bad chick chilling, shorty grinding my lap in the back. Your boy trying to get hit like a fitted gap. Brack.
It's just two against the world, nigga. It's just two against the world, nigga. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Nikki Smith live on the horn with us, so we're going to go ahead and get back into the interview here. You still there, Nikki?
I am.
All right, cool. All right, who would you say are some of your influences, music-wise or career-wise?
I have many. listening to, the Anita Bakers, Shirley Murdochs, and, more common would obviously, Brandy. I'm a huge Brandy fan. Tamia. I'm a huge Tamia fan. I feel like she is a very underrated artist. Beyonce, obviously, she came in the game killing them with the vocals. As far as men, I check girl groups. Huge TLC and Escape fan. I also listen to a lot of alternative music because I'm big on vocal arrangements and harmonies and whatnot. And a lot of bands don't use all of the notes to their full potential. So I like to listen to their songs and add my third note in that I feel like should be in that spot or whatnot. Huge alternative fan. John Mayer, The Fray, Switchfoot, Blink-182 when they were Blink-182. Mm-hmm. Angels and Airwaves, just anybody that creates good music. I also was a huge David Bowie fan. Back in my day. But just music overall just does it for me. Music has always been my motivation. So.
Okay.
Everybody's fan.
Yeah, that's good to have, different kind of music that you're feeling, alternative as well as, some old school R&B and a little bit of hip hop or whatever. That's cool to have a good variety of music. Some people are just one-sided, but it's always good to have an artist that's more, into more music because it also reflects in their music, and that's how people are able to, I guess, market to more than one type of, genre or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. It gives you a certain pinch of diversity. But like I said, I don't know, it's not like I made myself, venture off into these other styles of music like that I literally liked when I was younger. I used to be the girl in the neighborhood that really wasn't listening to what everybody else was listening to. I was listening to the Ahas and the David Bowies and whatnot. So I definitely have carried that with me over the years.
That's cool. Okay. All right. Well, since you do have different type of influences that you listen to, if you could make like the perfect artist, like, and that artist was like composed of three, you know, artists, R&B, hip hop, or alternative, or whatever kind of music, who would you use to compose of that perfect artist for whatever reason?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Let's see, that's a serious one. I'm gonna go with the Trey. They're not one person, they're a band, so I don't really know if that counts.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go with the Trey. And I'm gonna go with that's really hard. Let's see, female. Who's my ultimate all time? Female. Let's go with Celine Dion.
Okay.
Because her vocals, nobody is touching Celine's vocals. I'm going to go with Celine. And let's throw a male up in there. Let's throw it, just to give it a little bit of I'm going to go with 3-6 Mafia. I'm going to go with 3-6 Mafia. Featuring Project Pat. Because, you know, Project Pat be on everything that 3-6 Mafia do. It ain't even mean I'm being the same without Project Pat.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to go with 3-6 Mafia and Project Pat.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's what's up. All right. What would you say is your definition of old school music and your definition of new school music, and which do you prefer and why?
Old school to me would be, I don't know, you know, the names that I mentioned before, the Aretha Franklin, the Patti LaBelle, the Shirley Murdoch, the Anita Baker, you know, all the great women to me of the 80s and you know, early 90s or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
New school music to me, Beyonce, you know, she wrap it up in one word, Beyonce, Brandy,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that's it.
Okay.
But I don't know what the difference would be between the two of them. You know, obviously the we've evolved as far as music has come. A lot of it is more digital, other than, you know, than
right.
live instruments. But over the past few years, you've actually noticed a lot more artists coming back to, you know, trying to bring back the live instrument feel and a lot of techniques that they did use, you know, back in what I would call, you know, back in the days for myself.
Right.
So, I guess in a way you could say that it has changed a lot, but it hasn't.
Because,
you know, people are big on the repeat. Fashion repeats itself, music repeats itself, so.
Right. Yeah, I see that too. A lot of people are trying to bring that old school back, and I see it going back though, and then probably onto something totally newer than what we even used to seeing. Probably something totally new, some new shit probably in the next 10 or 20 years that people aren't expecting, but
right,
I definitely see
right.
it going back.
We're going to get to that flying cars era. We're going to make it there. So I'm so sure that music is going to do a whole, you know, 360 the loop in itself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Which I will be very, very excited to see and play a part of, you know, in.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
so.
Definitely. Cool. All right. Well, a lot of people are saying that hip-hop is dead, and you being, like, on the R&B / alternative side of things, how would you describe the current state of R&B and alternative music? Is it dead, or is it, on like, on a whole different level than hip-hop?
You know, it's funny that they say hip-hop is dead because, I mean, every time I turn on the radio, I hear a rap song. I mean, I don't know about you, but for the past few months, I've been feeling like it's been T-Pain and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
It's hard to actually believe when they say, oh, hip-hop is dead. Because I'm still hearing hip-hop every day of the week, more than I'm actually hearing R&B. So, I wouldn't say dead, but I mean, I really think that a lot of it has to do with, you know, how our economy is right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we previously mentioned, people aren't buying CDs anymore. People aren't going to concerts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not a politician. I don't really know how that's gonna get better. You know, but I definitely wouldn't say that hip hop or R&B or alternative music is dead, because music makes the world go round. You know what I'm saying? Music is everyday. Music is life. Music music is living. So I wouldn't say it was dead.
Yeah. That's real talk, though. You know, just like you say, you know, a lot of people are saying that it's dead, but like you say, every time you turn it on, you know, TV, radio, whatever, everything seems to be kind of
right.
Hip-hop influenced. So, yeah, I can...
Exactly. So, I don't know why that Creed is dead, because, I mean, to me, it's more alive than it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago, or, you know what I'm saying? We used to have to fight to get a rap song on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's all you hear.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going with it's dead. I don't know what they mean by when they say it's dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
They mean it's a topic that people are talking about is dead, you know, like somebody explain it to me.
Because
I'm confused. I mean,
yeah, we need some more clarification on that. So if you people know who's saying that hip hop is dead, please hit us up at Streets Radio.
Right, what they mean by it. Let me know. Somebody hit me up.
For sure. All right, cool. A lot of musicians are like crossing over to movies. What do you think about that? And do you plan on pursuing other careers besides music?
I would love to act, and I would also love to do Broadway. And only because I'm very loud, as you can obviously tell over the phone. Very loud. I've always had that voice that has carried all the way across the room. My personality is pretty big. I like to think of myself as a character.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely love to get into some acting. And I love to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So if acting wasn't my role, I would love to get into choreography, like, you know, actually maybe like teaching a children's class or something.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. It's whatever it is, it definitely has to be, you know, music oriented. And you know, if like I said, if it's not Broadway or if it's not actually acting,
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely all in for it, for everything. Bring it my way.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cool. Ooh, well, hopefully we see something of you.
Clothing lines, everything. I'm trying to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So that when it's time for me to settle down, I'm ready.
Right. I feel you. All right, cool. All right, well, on a more serious note, how do you feel about Obama being our nation's first black president?
I feel like it's a very touching moment. And you know, obviously the same thing that you've heard a million times is it's definitely a spot in history. It's a historic moment. And I don't know. I feel like I knew that it was going to happen, but it still wasn't real, you know, until that specific day, you know, the day of the day that he was actually elected. So I'm very proud, very, very proud of our nation, very shocked. Because when they show those percentages, you know, it's kind of like a two-way deal. Like, because we had more, you know, Caucasian people that voted for a black president than we had black people.
Yeah.
So, you know, on one hand, you kind of look at it like, you know, the all black people didn't, you know, step up and make that move. But then on the other hand, it's like, dang, all those Caucasian people made that vote over the black people. Maybe our nation is ready for a change. You know, maybe it is time for a change. So, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Hopefully,
definitely.
He can get us out of this slump that we in. I don't care what, I mean, you know, the color, it was a big deal, the fact that he's black, but let's not forget that he is biracial. He ain't black, which I think a lot of people keep forgetting. All they see is black. But,
Right. That's what's up, though. Yeah, definitely. And it was crazy because even Republicans was voting for him too, making that whole crossover.
They like, you know what? We do need to see a change because I'm tired of going to the gas tank and putting $50 in and only getting to that quarter of a tank.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling and vote for that Democrat, right? So like I said, I'm very satisfied with the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to see with a Democrat back in the office. So.
Yeah. Cool. Do you see any like changes or anything that you would expect to see now that Obama is president, as far as the whole economy?
I hope that I see black men, you know, picking up the flag. You know, this should definitely give our black men so much more, you know, confidence. Like, you know, well, dang, you know, I could be the president of the United States. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just really hope that our black men take this, and what I went through last night, prime example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just really hope that our brothers, that gives them them a little extra step of confidence, and you know, they start thinking on that leveled out plane. Only start purchasing some property before you go purchase that chain.
I
don't want to see no chain, and you still living at your mama's house. I don't want to see that. So you know what I'm saying? Hopefully that give our black men a little bit of.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Hopefully it does, and at least have a leader that anything is possible nowadays.
Exactly.
And if you're ready for change, as long as you have faith, man, anything is possible. Anything is.
That's true.
Yeah, so what would you say are some obstacles that you have had to overcome to be where you are today?
My fair share of obstacles that, you know, the typical ones that any, you know, 23-year-old has in life. I had the single parent situation. My mother was a single parent, and, you know, just two of us, me and my brother. So, you know, when I was 16 and, you know, I had to go out and get the 9-to-5 because mom couldn't afford to, you know, get me a car to drive, you know, to drive around in. She was doing her own, working a job, trying to support myself and my brother. So, you know, I struggled a lot with, do I want to work in the 9-to-5 world, or do I want to really take this music thing seriously? Because, I mean, as soon as you're rejected one time, that's like very, very easy to get, you know, demotivated and be like, well, maybe I will go try to find me a good 40-hour a week with some benefits. Because this, you know, but for a long time I struggled with, is this what you really, really want to do? And I did the job thing, and I've had almost every job that you can possibly imagine, besides the ones that mean you have to have no morals. But I've done the 9-to-5 thing, and I've done the music thing, and I've quit that, and I've been back to the 9-to-5 world, and so pretty much that's the biggest thing that I struggle with, is deciding, is this for you? Because I mean, this industry is tough. Every day you're getting judged. Because now by the blog website, then you know it's by the fashion magazine. There's another fashion magazine, and it's the music. You're getting judged every single day in this game. And honestly, you really have to have a strong outer core to be able to to get down with it. So I think I also struggle with that, you know, I'm sure every woman has insecurities.
Right.
So I definitely struggle with that. Like, is the world going to accept me? You know, are they going to think, oh my gosh, she's just totally hideous? Is they going to think she's not a Beyonce at all? I struggle with all of that. So I'm just, like I said, overall, I think I've just come to time to realize, you know, I have a gift, and I think that it would be selfish to not share my gift that the Lord gave me, because I'm afraid that, you know, people are going to think that I'm ugly, or people are going to think that, you know, so I'm just blessed. I really do feel blessed, and I feel like I know struggle, so I can appreciate my life now much more than I would have 5 to 10 years ago, so...
Okay. All right, that's what's up. That's real talk right there. Appreciate you sharing that with us. And I'm speaking about some of your obstacles in life. Are there any advice or anything that you like to give any upcoming artists or anybody trying to make it?
I'm not a role model. You know, I have my squad. But I've always believed in hard work. Hard work and a pure heart. Because you can't be like out there hustling, and you know that you just went and robbed Peter to pay Paul, but you expect for God to bless you tomorrow with a fabulous record deal. That's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So just you know, keep if you have a dream or a goal that you are trying to accomplish, whether it's singing, whether it's acting, whether it's dancing, whatever the task may be, never let anybody tell you that you can't do it, number one, because obviously we have an African-American president, anything can happen. Never let anybody tell you that you can't do it, and stay motivated in a positive way. Stay motivated. However you can get that motivation, whether it's a family member, a friend, you know, a local Boys and Girls Club. I was a fond member of the Boys and Girls Club when I was coming up. Matter of fact, one of the funnest summers in my life at the Boys and Girls Club. So, you know, just get into your surroundings and keep your heart pure and just work at it. Never quit.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that's good words and good advice from Nikki Smith. We're going to go ahead and get ready to end this interview, but I do thank you, you know, for taking some time out to come talk with us this afternoon. Is there any last comments, any shout-outs, anything you want to say to the people before we end?
shout out to, you know, everybody. Everybody that's listening right now. I would love to get the feedback, on what you guys think of the album. So just check out, you know, the single, should I say. Check out myspace.com, Nikki Smith Project. And shout out to my lovely mother who is downstairs. We just took a family, a little trip, me and her to Walmart. So shout out to my mom downstairs. And thank you. Shout out to you. Y'all look at that station. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate y'all.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And it was good having you here as well. And before we do go, I'm going to let you introduce your track, Turn Me Loose.
What's going on, everybody? This is my single. It is produced by a fabulous, terrific producer. His name is Kai Beek. So here we are. Turn Me Loose.
That I got from my cousin. It's been new breed of the coast. Mr. Fly guy, yeah. Streets been calling, so I made some for they iPod. Diamonds in my damn chain, I'm looking so fabulous. Diamonds in your damn chain, you looking so fabulous. And I'm feeling great, cause the bank account look like a figure eight. Wait, nah, I ain't lying to you, homie. The doors lift up like a time machine, homie. And then ride like a hovercraft. Sitting in the seat reminds you of a bubble bath. Yes, and then ride so fast. They turn on the side, make you look like mad. I feel like money. Gotta hit the club, gotta get a new honey. Gotta hit the bar, gotta spend about $100. Why they wanna know what I spent on my 20s? It ain't nothing, just a little bit that I got from my cousin. It ain't tricking if you got it, but if you think that I can keep it in my pocket. Yeah, she like the way my chain hang, infatuated with the fame. That she know my name, brain.
Oh,
it ain't nothing, just a little bit. Yeah, I got it from my cousin.
When they
in the on the jeans, it's TV doing they see him. You got a problem, man, you got a red beam. Chickens wanna roll, man, I had to Lamborghini them. Sit them in the front, ain't no back seat screaming. I ain't talking about concrete when I say they want my Yeah, it was a punchline, but I really mean it. Yeah, your boy hot, man, I'm steaming, really beaming. Any given Sunday, you can catch a beating. And I'm so West Coast, and dolphins in my head, cause your boy got an ocean. Man, my wrist so frozen, look so ashy, I think I need some lotion. But it can be this watch that I'm holding, they staring so hard, dude, I think this stolen. Yeah, I really spent something on it. What? Y'all really wanna know what I really spent on it.
What you spent for that?
It ain't nothing, just a little bit that I got from my cousin.
What you spent for that?
It ain't tricking if you got it, but if you think that I can keep it in my pocket.
What you spent for that?
Yeah, she like the way my chain hang, infatuated with the fame. That she know my name, brain.
What you spent for that?
It ain't nothing, just a little bit that I got from my cousin.
Yeah, I told you we was gonna do something different.